What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
MEPs are debating forcing motorists to pass medical exams if they want to keep their driving licences. It's a bid to reduce road deaths by 50% by 2030. The proposal states that motorcycle, car and tractor drivers get a medical check every 15 years. If you're driving a truck or a bus, you'd be assessed every 5 years. Albert Toomey, road safety campaigner. This is causing a lot of controversy across Europe, but you actually believe it's a measure that doesn't go far enough.
Absolutely not. Good morning. How are you? My God, like, if you think about it, you buy a car when it's 3 years old, there's a need to have an NCT done after 3 years. Yet somebody gets a license at maybe 17, 18, and there's no need to check them again until they're 75. It's insane. And I see Europe bringing in every 15 years. Some people could say it's a start, but it's not really. It's just, to me, it's a bit of a ticking box exercise. I mean, surely all of our medical health changes so much in the space of 15 years that it doesn't correlate with the car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going to check your car every 2 years, how come you're not checking the operator?
So what would you like to see, Albert?
I would say it should be mandatory at a minimum of every five. I even think five is a long time. I mean, once you reach, like, from just the basics of eyesight, somebody mightn't be aware that their eyesight has reduced, their response time. You know what I mean? And like, they might shy away from going to the GP for various reasons. But like, if they need their car to go from A to B in the morning, and it just becomes not something that's scary, it's just something like the NCT, you book it, you go, you get it done, and off you go.
The French Automotive Association says the measure is openly, now they're just talking about every 15 years, not every 5 years. They say the measure is openly hostile to drivers. How would you respond to that?
I can't see it why it would be, to be honest with you. I mean, look at the road safety statistics. They're absolutely staggering. I know we can use the excuse our population is rising. But at the end of the day, there has to be, like, there's the human. Like, why are we introducing, we'd say, automatic cars and, you know, with this view of reducing road safety? Unless we have a question about the operator being me or you behind the wheel, do you know? And I think if it's just something that's naturally part of our life, where we get the NCT done for the car and we get the NCT done for me, and off we go.
Yeah, makes sense. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Albert Toomey, road safety campaigner. Do you agree with Albert? Do you think it should be every 5 years and not every 15 years? Or do you think it shouldn't be happening at all? I have to say, I find it hard to disagree with Albert. We get our cars tested every 3 years. Why shouldn't we be tested as well? Albert Toomey, road safety campaigner, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.